Greetings, saints of the Most High. Divine influence be with you. This study is an examination of all the verses on grace and mercy. You can follow along with the article by going to www.thinkoutsidethebeast.com. Grace and mercy is found in the Word Studies menu. As we have seen in Genesis and Exodus, grace is simply favor and acceptance from trust and obedience to Yahweh. Mercy is the compassion and loving commitment which Yahweh shows to those who do right in His eyes. We will start to see that the main meaning of grace and mercy is all about Yahweh's loving commitment to His people Israel, the sons of Jacob, and that it is directly connected to His promises and covenants He had made with our racial family. We continue in Numbers. Numbers 6:21. This is the law of the Nazarite who has vowed, and of his offering unto Yahweh for his dedication, besides that, whatever else his hand is able to provide, according to the vow which he vowed, so he must do after the law of his dedication. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto Aaron and unto his sons, saying, On this wise you shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, Yahweh bless you and keep you. Yahweh make his face shine upon you and be gracious, or merciful, unto you. Yahweh lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. And they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Numbers 11:11. And Moshe said unto Yahweh, Wherefore have you afflicted your servant, and wherefore have I not found favor, or acceptance, in your sight, that you lay the burden of all this people upon me? Have I conceived all this people? Have I begotten them, that you should say unto me, Carry them in your bosom, as a nursing father beareth the sucking child, unto the land which you swear unto their fathers? Moses is getting tired of these rebellious Israelites. Even after all the wonders they have seen, they still just don't get it. Verse 13. Whence should I have flesh to give unto this people? For they weep unto me, saying, Give us flesh, that we may eat. I am not able to bear all this people alone, because it is too heavy for me. And if you deal thus with me, kill me, I pray you, out of hand, if I have found favor, or acceptance, in your sight, and let me not see my wretchedness. And Yahweh said unto Moses, Gather unto me 70 men of the elders of Israel, whom you know to be the elders of the people, and officers over them, and bring them unto the tabernacle of the tent of meeting, that they may stand there with you. And I will come down and talk with you there, and will take of the Spirit which is upon you, and will put it upon them, and they shall bear the burden of the people with you, that you bear it not to yourself alone. Yeshua also gathered 70 disciples to spread the gospel. Chapter 14 is the rebellion of Israel against Moses and Aaron and Yahweh. Numbers 14:18. Yahweh is slow to anger and of great mercy, or loving commitment, forgiving iniquity and rebellion, and by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation. Pardon, I beseech you, the iniquity of this people according unto the greatness of your mercy, or loving commitment. And as you have forgiven this people from Egypt even until now. And Yahweh said, I have pardoned according to your word. Moses loved his kinsmen. Moses pleaded and prayed that Yahweh would not destroy them. verse 21. But as truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of Yahweh. Mercy is H 26:17, chesed, also means a reproach and shame, which we Israelites are most of the time. It is Yahweh's loving commitment to us because of the promises made to Abraham that we are pardoned when we deserve death. Numbers 32:5. Wherefore, said they, if we have found grace, or favor, or acceptance, in your sight, Moses' sight, let this land be given unto your servants for a possession, and bring us not over Jordan. Gad, Reuben, and the half-tribe of Manasseh wanted the land east of the Jordan for cattle land. They found favor with Moses because they agreed to help the rest of the Israelites claim their own land first. In Numbers, grace is having Yahweh's face shine upon you in mercy. This mercifulness comes only when there is repentance and dedication to following His ways. Mercy is shown by Yahweh's loving commitment to the children of His promise, the seed of Abraham through Isaac and Jacob. Mercy and grace are shown exclusively to the children of Israel in Numbers. Chapter 3 is the victory over Og. Deuteronomy 3:21. And I commanded Joshua at that time, saying, your eyes have seen all that Yahweh your Elohim has done unto these two kings. So shall Yahweh do unto all the kingdoms which you pass. You shall not fear them, for Yahweh your Elohim, He shall fight for you. And I besought, or sought favor from, Yahweh at that time, saying, O Yahweh Elohim, you have begun to show your servant your greatness and your mighty hand. For what Elohim is there in the sky or in the land that can do according to your works and according to your might? Deuteronomy 4:30. When you are in tribulation, and all these things are come upon you, even in the latter days, if you return to Yahweh your Elohim, and shall be obedient unto His voice, for Yahweh your Elohim is a merciful, or compassionate, El, He will not forsake you, neither destroy you, nor forget the covenant of your forefathers, which He swore unto them. H 73:49, Rakum, is an adjective. Yahweh is a compassionate El. Yahweh shows compassion and mercy to those who return to Him. Deuteronomy 5:7. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make you any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in the sky above, or that is in the land beneath, or that is in the waters beneath the land. You shall not bow down yourself unto them, nor serve them, for I, Yahweh, your Elohim, am a jealous Elohim, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generations of them that hate me, and showing mercy, or loving commitment, unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Mercy is the loving commitment which Yahweh shows to thousands of Israelites that love and keep His commandments. Deuteronomy 7:1. When Yahweh your Elohim shall bring you into the land where you go to possess it, and has cast out many nations before you, the Hittites, Girgashites, Amorites, Canaanites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites, seven nations greater and mightier than you, And when Yahweh your Elohim shall deliver them before you, you shall smite them and utterly destroy them. You shall make no covenant with them, nor show mercy, or compassion, pity, or favor unto them. Very specific as to the fate of these non-racial enemies. They were of the cursed seed. They were non-Israelite, non-Adamic, incestuous, and satanic. Verse 3. Neither shall you make marriages with them. Your daughter you shall not give unto his son, nor his daughter shall you take unto your son. No race mixing. Verse 4. For they will turn away your son from following me, that they may serve other gods. So will the anger of Yahweh be kindled against you, and destroy you suddenly. But thus shall you deal with them. You shall destroy their altars, and break down their images, and cut down their sacred Asherah poles, and carvings near the altar, and burn their images with fire. What is on top of your Judeo-Christian church? A sun pillar for sun worship of the sun god on the day of the sun god. Very pagan. Verse 6. For you are a holy people unto Yahweh your Elohim. Yahweh your Elohim has chosen you to be a special people unto himself above all people that are on the face of the earth. Yahweh did not set his love upon you, nor choose you, because you were more in number than any people, for you were the fewest of all people. But because Yahweh loved you, and because he would keep the oath which he had sworn unto your forefathers, hath Yahweh brought you out with a mighty hand, and ransomed you out of the house of bondage from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Mitzrayim. Now therefore, that Yahweh your Elohim, he is Elohim, the trustworthy Elohim, which keeps covenant and mercy, or loving commitment, with them that love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations, and repayeth them that hate him to their face to destroy them. He will not be slack to him that hates him, he will repay him to his face. You shall therefore keep the commandments, and the statutes, and the judgments, which I command you this day, to do them. Wherefore it shall come to pass, if you hearken to these judgments, and keep them and do them, that Yahweh your Elohim shall keep unto you the covenant and the mercy, or loving commitment, which he sware unto your forefathers, and he will love you, and bless you, and multiply you. He will also bless the fruit of your womb, and the fruit of your land, and your grain, and your wine, your oil, and the increase of your kine, and the flocks of your sheep, in the land which he sware unto your forefathers to give you. You shall be blessed above all people. There shall not be male or female barren among you, or among your livestock. And Yahweh will take away from you all sickness, and will put none of the evil diseases of Egypt which you know upon you, but will lay them all upon them that hate you. And you shall consume all the people which Yahweh your Elohim shall deliver you. Your eye shall have no pity or pardon upon them, neither shall you serve their gods, for that will be a snare unto you. The Septuagint and Geneva have, you shall not spare them. Chapter 13 warns of idolatry. Deuteronomy 13:6. If your brother, the son of your mother, or your son, or your daughter, or the wife of your bosom, or your friend, which is as your own soul, entice you secretly, saying, let us go and serve other gods, which you have not known, you, nor your fathers, namely, the gods of the people which are round about you, nigh unto you, or far off from you, from the one end of the earth even to the other end of the earth, and the Jewish Jesus of churchianity. You shall not consent unto him, nor hearken unto him, neither shall your eye pity, or pardon, or spare him. Neither shall you spare, or pity, or commiserate. Neither shall you conceal him, but you shall surely kill him. Your hand shall be first upon him to put him to death, and afterwards the hand of all the people. And you shall stone him with stones, that he die, because he has sought to thrust you away from Yahweh your Elohim, which brought you out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage. We are not to pity, pardon, spare, or feel compassion for those who try to lead us away from Yahweh. In other words, stay away from Haimi Jesus worshiping Jew lovers and their synagogues of Satan. Verse 17. And there shall cleave nothing of the cursed thing to your hand, that Yahweh may turn from the fierceness of his anger and show you mercy, or compassion, and have compassion, or deep love, upon you, and multiply you as he has sworn unto your forefathers, when you shall hearken to the voice of Yahweh your Elohim, to keep all his commandments, which I command you this day, to do that which is right in the eyes of Yahweh your Elohim. Without keeping and following his commandments, you will not be shown mercy and deep love. Deuteronomy 19:11. But if any man hate his neighbor, and lie in wait for him, and rise up against him, and smite him mortally, that he die, and flee into one of these cities, then the elders of his city shall send and fetch him there, and deliver him into the hand of the kinsman avenger of blood, that he may die. Your eye shall not pity, or pardon, or spare him, but you shall put away the guilt of innocent blood from Israel, that it may go well with you. And the judges shall make diligent inquisition. And behold, if the witness be a false witness, and has testified falsely against his brother, then you shall do unto him as he had thought to have done unto his brother. So shall you put the evil away from among you, and those which remain shall hear and fear, and shall henceforth commit no more any such evil among you. And your eye shall not pity, or pardon, or spare, but life shall go for life, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot. Judeo-Christianity teaches to tolerate the evil, to make peace with the enemy, and to love the enemy. Scripture teaches to remove the evil, make no covenant with them, and to love the enemies of your own race by exhorting them to righteousness, and if they do not respond, then to cast them out and let the adversary deal with them. Chapter 21 is the Laws of Unsolved Murders, Deuteronomy 21:8. Be merciful, or pardon, O Yahweh, unto your people Israel, whom you have ransomed, and lay not innocent blood unto your people of Israel's charge. And the blood shall be forgiven, or pardoned them. So shall you put away the guilt of innocent blood from among you, when you shall do that which is right in the sight of Yahweh. In verse 8, forgiven is H3722, kafar, and means to cover, make atonement or reconciliation, pardon. Deuteronomy 24:1. When a man has taken a wife and married her, and it comes to pass that she find no favor or acceptance in his eyes, because he has found some matter of nakedness or shame in her, then let him write her a bill of divorcement and give it in her hand and send her out of his house. Some uncleanness, as indecency, is shameful exposure or sexual behavior. Deuteronomy 25:11. When men strive together one with another, and the wife of the one draws near for to deliver her husband out of the hand of him that smites him, and puts forth her hand and takes him by the secrets or testicles, then you shall cut off her hand. Your eye shall not pity or pardon or spare her. The Hebrew has the palm of her hand, as in the sole or the pad. Deuteronomy 28:50. A nation of fierce countenance, which shall not regard the person of the old, nor show favor or mercy to the young. This is the prophecy of the Babylonians. They would be the army Yahweh sends to punish the children of Israel for their disobedience. The Babylonians did not show mercy, pity, or favor. Deuteronomy 30, verse 1. And it shall come to pass, when all these things are come upon you, the blessing and the curse, which I have set before you, and you shall call them to mind among all the nations where Yahweh your Elohim has driven you, and shall return unto Yahweh your Elohim, and shall obey his voice according to all that I command you this day, you and your children, with all your heart and with all your soul, that then Yahweh your Elohim will turn your captivity and have compassion upon you, and will return and gather you from all the nations where Yahweh your Elohim has scattered you. This is a prophecy of us, true Israel, and how we are scattered all over the world after the Assyrian and Babylonian captivities. As we went on to settle the white nations of the world today, we forgot our heritage and our laws and our true Elohim, Yahweh. We've created all these denominations and forsook his way. Man cannot break off into his own version. We must follow Yahweh's version. Chapter 32 is the Song of Moses. Deuteronomy 32:43. Rejoice, O you nations, his people, for he will avenge the blood of his servants, and will render vengeance to his adversaries, and will be merciful unto, or pardon, his land and his people. The Septuagint reads, and Yahweh shall purge the land of his people. Deuteronomy 33:8. And of Levi he said, let your Thummim and your Urim be with your holy, or lovingly committed one, whom you did prove at Massah, and whom you did strive at the waters of Meribah. The Thummim and Urim are the truth and the light, a breastplate worn by the high priest. It was also used to cast lot. H 26:23, Chassid, is an adjective meaning righteous one, godly, set apart, trustworthy, a saint, one who is committed to Yahweh in love and deed. Verse 23, and of Naphtali he said, O Naphtali, satisfied with favor, or pleasure, and full with the blessing of Yahweh, possess you the west and the south. Naphtali is said to be the Irish, Scottish, Wales, British, Italians, and Norwegians. Chapter 1, verse 21 of the Testament of Naphtali reads, "So then, my children, let all your works be done in order with good intent in the fear of Elohim, and do nothing disorderly in scorn or out of its due season. For if you bid the eye to hear, it cannot. So neither while you are in darkness can you do the works of light. Be you, therefore, not eager to corrupt your doings through the covetousness or with vain words to beguile your souls. Because if you keep silence in purity of heart, you shall understand how to hold fast the will of Elohim and to cast away the will of Belial. Sun and moon and stars change not their order, so do you also change not the law of Elohim in the disorderliness of your doings. The nations and churches went astray and forsook Yahweh and charged their order and obeyed stocks and stones, spirits of deceit. But you shall not be so, my children, recognizing in the firmament, in the earth, and in the sea, and in all created things, Yahweh who made all things, that you become not as Sodom, which changed the order of nature. In like manner, the watchers also changed the order of their nature, whom Yahweh cursed at the flood, on whose account he made the earth without inhabitants and fruitless. These things I say unto you, my children, for I have read in the writings of Enoch that you yourselves also shall depart from Yahweh, walking according to all the lawlessness of the nations, and you shall do according to all the wickedness of Sodom. And Yahweh shall bring captivity upon you, and there shall you serve your enemies, and you shall be bowed down with every affliction and tribulation, until Yahweh has consumed you all. And after you have become diminished and made few, you return and acknowledge Yahweh your Elohim, and he shall bring you back into your land according to his abundant mercy or loving kindness. And it shall be that after that they come into the land of their forefathers, they shall again forget Yahweh and become ungodly. And Yahweh shall scatter them upon the face of the earth, until the compassion of Yahweh shall come, a man working righteousness and working mercy unto all them that are afar off and to them that are near." Speaking of Yeshua. Grace in Deuteronomy is seeking favor from Yahweh to defeat the enemy. Mercy is that which comes from our compassionate Elohim, who shows loving commitment to his obedient children. Mercy is not to be shown to evil and to racial enemies. Mercy and pity is not to be shown to those of our own race who try to lead you away from Yahweh. Chapter 2 is about the spies that Rahab, the innkeeper, hid in Jericho. Joshua 2:9. "And she said unto the men, I know that Yahweh has given you the land, and that your terror is fallen upon us, and that all the inhabitants of the land faint because of you. For we have heard how Yahweh dried up the water of the Sea of Reeds for you, when you came out of Egypt, and what you did unto the two kings of the Amorites that were on the other side of Jordan, Sihon and Og, whom you utterly destroyed. And as soon as we have heard these things, our hearts did melt, neither did there remain any more courage in any man because of you. For Yahweh your Elohim, he is Elohim of the sky above and the land beneath." They were afraid that they would be mistaken for Canaanites and be destroyed with them. Rahab was of the tribe of Ephraim living in Jericho among Canaanites. Verse 12. Now therefore, I pray you, swear unto me by Yahweh, since I have showed you kindness, or merciful kindness, that you will also show kindness, or merciful kindness, unto my father's house, and give me a true token, and that you will save alive my father, my mother, my brethren and my sisters, and all that they have, and deliver our lives from death. And the men answered her, Our life for yours, if you utter not this our business. And it shall be, when Yahweh has given us the land, that we will deal kindly and truly with you. Matthew 5:7, Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Joshua 11:18. Joshua made war a long time with all those kings, the Canaanite kings of the promised land. Verse 19. There was not a city that made peace with the children of Israel, save the Hivites, the inhabitants of Gibeon. All others they took in battle. For it was of Yahweh to harden their hearts, that they should come against Israel in battle, that he might destroy them utterly, and that they might have no favor, or petition, or mercy, but that he might destroy them as Yahweh commanded Moses. Favor in this verse is from H. 84:67, Tekinah, meaning graciousness, supplication, mercy, and petition. In Joshua, mercy is the merciful kindness shown by Rahab to conceal the spies, and in return, they showed Rahab and her family merciful kindness when they destroyed Jericho. Favor was not shown to the cursed seed Canaanites by Joshua and the Israelites because Yahweh wanted them utterly destroyed. Judges 1:22. And the house of Joseph, they also went up against Bethel, and Yahweh was with them. And the house of Joseph sent to survey Bethel. Now the name of the city before was Luz. And the spies saw a man come forth out of the city, and they said unto him, Show us, we pray you, the entrance into the city, and we will show you mercy, or merciful kindness. And when he showed them the entrance into the city, they smote the city with the edge of the sword, but they let go the man and all his family. And the man went into the land of the Hittites, and built a city, and called the name thereof Luz, which is the name thereof unto this day. Judges 6:16. And Yahweh said unto Gideon, Surely I will be with you, and you shall smite the Midianites as one man. And he said unto him, If now I have found grace, or favor, or acceptance in your sight, then show me a sign that you talk with me. Gideon prepared a present, a kid and unleavened cakes. A messenger of Yahweh touched the gift with a staff, and it was consumed. Gideon was shown that he was accepted. Judges 8:33. And it came to pass, as soon as Gideon was dead, that the children of Israel turned again, and went a-whoring after Baalim, and made Baal-berith their god. And the children of Israel remembered not Yahweh their Elohim, who has delivered them out of the hands of all their hated enemies on every side. Neither showed they kindness, or loving commitment, to the house of Jerubbaal, namely Gideon, according to all the goodness which he has showed unto Israel. Almost all of the tribe of Benjamin were killed in an Israelite civil war. The Benjaminites had become quite the apostate and homosexual group. Yahweh used the Benjaminites in this civil war to take out the unrighteous Israelites, and then, in turn, he used the upright men who were left to execute his judgment on the children of Benjamin, nearly wiping them out. Judges 21:16. Then the elders of the congregation said, "How shall we do for wives for them that remain, seeing the women are destroyed out of Benjamin?" And they said, "There must be an inheritance for them that be escaped out of Benjamin, that a tribe be not destroyed out of Israel. Howbeit, we may not give them wives of our daughters, for the children of Israel have sworn, saying, 'Cursed be he that gives a wife to Benjamin.'" Then they said, "Behold, there is a feast of Yahweh in Shiloh yearly, in a place which is on the north side of Bethel, on the east side of the highway that goes up from Bethel to Shechem, and on the south of Lebonah. Therefore, they commanded the children of Benjamin, saying, 'Go and lie in wait in the vineyards, and watch, and behold, if the daughters of Shiloh come out to dance in dances, then come you out of the vineyards, and catch you every man his wife of the daughters of Shiloh, and go to the land of Benjamin. And it shall be, when their fathers or their brethren come unto us to complain, that we will say unto them, Be favorable, or gracious, unto them for our sakes, because we reserved not to give each man his wife in the war, for you did not give unto them at this time, that you should be guilty." In other words, you won't be guilty of your oath for giving your daughters to them. Verse 23, "And the children of Benjamin did so, and took them wives according to their number, of them that danced, whom they caught. And they went and returned unto their inheritance, and repaired the cities, and dwelt in them." The Septuagint uses, "Grant them freely to us," and the Geneva uses, "Have pity on them." In Judges, grace is favor and acceptance. Gideon, an upright Israelite, was accepted in the eyes of Yahweh and shown favor in his battles. And the remaining Benjaminites were treated graciously in attaining wives. Grace, which is also kindness and favor, was not shown to the house of Gideon after he died. Mercy is kindness and was shown in a similar way as it was in Joshua with Rahab. Ruth 2:2. "And Ruth the Moabitess said unto Naomi, Let me now go to the field and glean the ears of grain after him in whose sight I shall find grace, or favor, or acceptance. And she said unto her, Go, my daughter." Ruth wanted Boaz to show her interest, or favor, to find acceptance in his eyes. Verse 10. "Then she fell on her face and bowed herself to the ground and said unto him, Why have I found grace, or favor, or acceptance in your eyes, that you should take knowledge of me, seeing I am a sojourning kinswoman? And Boaz answered and said unto her, It has fully been showed me all that you have done unto your mother-in-law since the death of your husband, and how you have left your father and your mother and the land of your nativity, and are come unto a people which you knew not before. Yahweh repay your work, and a full reward be given you of Yahweh Elohim of Israel, under whose wings you are come to trust." Then she said, "Let me find favor, or grace, or acceptance, in your sight, my lord, for that you have comforted me, and for that you have spoken friendly unto your handmaid, though I be not like unto one of your handmaids." Ruth found favor in Boaz's eyes. Verse 20. And Naomi said unto her daughter-in-law, Blessed be he of Yahweh, who has not left off his kindness, or loving commitment, to the living and to the dead. And Naomi said unto her, The man is near of kin unto us, one of our next kinsmen. Ruth identified Boaz as one of her and Naomi's kinsmen. Ruth was an Israelite that was born in the country of Moab. The Septuagint uses mercy, and the Geneva uses ceaseth not to do good to the living and to the dead. Ruth 3, verse 8. And it came to pass at midnight that the man was startled, and turned himself, and behold, a woman lay at his feet. And he said, Who are you? And she answered, I am Ruth, your handmaid. Spread therefore your skirt over your handmaid, for you are a near kinsman. And he said, Blessed be you of Yahweh, my daughter, for you have shown more kindness, or loving commitment, in the latter end than at the beginning, insomuch as you have followest not young men, whether poor or rich. And now, my daughter, fear not. I will do to you all that you require, for all the city of my people does know that you are a virtuous woman. Boaz performed the part of the nearest kinsman and took Ruth to wife. Ruth and Boaz are David's grandparents. The story of Ruth and Boaz is a parable as well as a love story. It is a messianic comparison of Israel's relationship to our kinsman redeemer, Yeshua Christ. The whole reason Christ had to die was because our ancestors were married to Yahweh at Sinai. When our Israelite ancestors became habitual, idolatrous, race-mixing whores, Yahweh divorced them and cast them off from the land and his presence. The gospel is the fulfillment of the prophecies of Yahweh come in the flesh as Yeshua to die, which nullified his own law of marriage and divorce, and canceled the priesthood and the sacrifices because he became our high priest, mediator, and bridegroom. The gospel is the reconciliation of both houses of Israel and Judah under the better covenant, which is the same covenant as the old, only the priesthood and the sacrificial rituals expired. That is why Yeshua is our kinsman redeemer, and why he came only for the divorced or lost sheep of the house of Israel. That is demonstrating his grace and mercy, which is his loving commitment to the people of his promise with Abraham. Eli the priest thought Hannah was a mumbling drunk. 1 Samuel 1:15. And Hannah answered and said, No, my lord, I am a woman of a sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but have poured out my soul before Yahweh. Count not your handmaiden for a daughter of Belial, for out of the abundance of my complaint and my grief have I spoken hitherto. Then Eli answered and said, Go in peace, and the Elohim of Israel grant you your petition that you have asked of him. And Hannah said, Let your handmaid find grace, or favor, or acceptance in your sight. So the woman went her way, and did eat, and her countenance was no more sad. And they rose up in the morning early, and worshipped before Yahweh, and returned, and came to their house to Ramah. And Elkanah knew Hannah his wife, and Yahweh remembered her. Wherefore it came to pass, when the time was come about after Hannah had conceived, that she bare a son, and called his name Samuel, saying, Because I have asked him of Yahweh. Samuel means heard or asked of Yahweh. Hannah prayed for a child, and she would dedicate him to Yahweh. Chapter 2 begins with Hannah praying and rejoicing in Yahweh, and praises him with factual descriptions. Chapter 2, verse 9. He will keep the feet of his saints, or lovingly committed ones, and the wicked shall be silent in darkness, for by strength shall no man prevail. H 26:23, Chesed, is holy ones, godly, saints, lovingly committed ones, merciful ones. Luke 6:36. Be ye therefore merciful, as your Father also is merciful. A saint is a lovingly committed son of Jacob who loves his kinsmen and his Elohim. Verse 26, and the child Samuel grew on and was in favor, or was good, or pleasant, or agreeable, both with Yahweh and also with men. 1 Samuel 15:2. Thus says Yahweh of hosts, I remember that which Amalek did to Israel, how he laid wait for him in the way, when he came up from Egypt. Now go, and smite Amalek, and devote to destruction all that they have, and spare, or pity, them not, but slay both man and woman, infant and suckling, ox and sheep, camel and ass. And Saul gathered the people together, and mustered them in Telaim, 200,000 footmen, and 10,000 men of Judah. And Saul came to the city of Amalek, and laid wait in the valley. And Saul said to the Kenites, Go, depart, get you down from among the Amalekites, lest I destroy you with them. For you showed kindness, or merciful kindness, to all the children of Israel when they came up out of Egypt. So the Kenites departed from among the Amalekites. The word Kenite has two designations. This usage here is used for metalsmiths, not necessarily sons of Cain. The other usage are the Kenites that are the sons of Cain. The Kenites were eventually mixed in with the other cursed Canaanite tribes, which included Canaan's incestual children, as well as the various tribes of giants and fallen angels. Verse 7, And Saul smote the Amalekites from Havilah, until you come to Shur, that is over against Egypt. And he took Agag, the king of the Amalekites, alive, and devoted to destruction all the people with the edge of the sword. But Saul and the people spared Agag, and the best of the sheep, and of the oxen, and of the fatlings, and the lambs, and all that was good, and would not utterly devote them to destruction, but everything that was vile and refuse, that they devoted to destruction. And Samuel came to Saul, and Saul said unto him, Blessed you of Yahweh, I have performed the commandment of Yahweh. And Samuel said, What meaneth this bleating of the sheep in my ears, and the lowing of the oxen which I hear? And Saul said, They have brought them from the Amalekites, for the people spared the best of the sheep and of the oxen, to sacrifice unto Yahweh your Elohim, and the rest we have devoted to destruction. And Samuel said, Has Yahweh as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of Yahweh? Behold, to obey is better than to sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. For rebellion, as in the sin of witchcraft and stubbornness, is as iniquity and idolatry. Because you have rejected the word of Yahweh, he has also rejected you from being king. Saul was chosen and anointed by Yahweh to be king of Israel, but Saul's repeated failure to obey instructions removed him from the kingship and favor with Yahweh. He was not to spare anything, because it was all devoted to destruction. 1 Samuel 16:22. And Saul sent to Jesse, saying, Let David, I pray you, stand before me, for he has found favor, or grace, or acceptance, in my sight. And it came to pass, when the evil spirit from Elohim was upon Saul, that David took a harp, and played with his hand. So Saul was refreshed, and was well, and the evil spirit departed from him. Chapter 20 is about best friends David and Jonathan. Saul knew that if David lives, Jonathan would never be king. 1 Samuel 20:3. And David sware moreover, and said, Your father certainly knows that I have found grace, or favor, or acceptance, in your eyes. And he says, Let not Jonathan know this, lest he be grieved, but truly as Yahweh lives, and as your soul lives, there is but a step between me and death. 12. And Jonathan said unto David, O Yahweh Elohim of Israel, be witness, when I search out my father sometime tomorrow, or the third day, and behold, if there be good toward David, and I then send not unto you, and show it you, so let Yahweh do so and much more to Jonathan. But if it please my father to do you evil, then I will show it you, and send you away, that you may go in peace, and Yahweh be with you, as he has been with my father. And you shall not only, while yet I live, show me the kindness, or merciful kindness, of Yahweh, that I die not, but also you shall not cut off your kindness, or merciful kindness, from my house forever. No, not when Yahweh has cut off the hated enemies of David, everyone, from the face of the ground. 28. And Jonathan answered Saul, David earnestly asked leave of me to go to Bethlehem. And he said, Let me go, I pray you, for our family has a sacrifice in the city, and my brother, he has commanded me to be there. And now, if I have found favor, or acceptance, in your eyes, let me get away, I pray you, and see my brethren. Therefore, he comes not unto the king's table. David avoided Saul because Saul wanted to kill David. David gave Jonathan, Saul's son, this message. David was asking for kindness to allow him to take leave. In chapter 24, David spares Saul when he had the chance to kill him. 1 Samuel 24:6. And he said unto his men, Yahweh forbid that I should do this thing unto my master, Yahweh's anointed, to stretch forth my hand against him, seeing he is the anointed of Yahweh. So David stayed his servants with these words, and suffered them not to rise against Saul. But Saul rose up out of the cave, and went on his way. David arose afterward, and went out of the cave, and cried after Saul, saying, My lord, the king. And when Saul looked behind him, David stooped with his face to the ground, and bowed himself. And David said to Saul, Wherefore hearest you men's words, saying, Behold, David seeketh your hurt. Behold, this day your eyes have seen how that Yahweh has delivered you today into my hand in the cave. And some bade me to kill you, but my eye spared, or had compassion on, or pardoned you. And I said, I will not put forth my hand against my Lord, for he is Yahweh's anointed. Moreover, my father, see the skirt of your robe in my hand, for in that I cut off the skirt of your robe, and killed you not. Know you, and see that there is neither evil nor transgression in my hand, and I have not sinned against you, yet you hunt my soul to take it. That's all the time we have for today. We'll continue in part 3. And may Yahweh bless you, and may His divine influence be upon you.
Yahweh, oh Lord, I'm tired. My way grows weary. Doubt and fear won't let me be. When the blue skies turn dark and dreary, let Thy tender mercy fall on me. Let Thy tender mercy fall on me. When I'm blinded by sin, Lord, let me see. Let me place my wayward trust in Thee. Lord, let Thy tender mercy fall on me. That cold, dark river, when those icy hands reach out for me, then I'll cry, oh, blessed Savior, let Thy tender mercy fall on me. Let Thy tender mercy fall on me. When I'm blinded by sin, Lord, let me see. Let me place my wayward trust in Thee. Lord, let Thy tender mercy fall on me. When we see Him in all His glory, when we kneel around that great white throne, then I'll know His loving kindness and tender mercy brought me home. Then I'll